You'd be forgiven for thinking that data about the weather in Australia wouldn't hold much interest to anyone outside of Australia. But the Australian Cybersecurity Centre, or ACSC, says this is not the case. The ACSC has this month released a report showing that a foreign intelligence service is to blame for a hack into the Australian Bureau of Meteorology. Experts say the data could be valuable to foreign bodies, but the ACSC is reluctant to reveal who is responsible for the breach. Josh Dinya spoke with Nigel Fair from the University of Canberra to find out more.
Do you think this?
So the ACSC report revealed that most likely foreign actors hacked into the Bureau of Meteorology website and infrastructure behind the Bureau.
So one day last year, the bomb app on my phone told me it would rain and it didn't. Were foreign hackers the culprits?
No, I don't think so for that. That's probably their misguided guess of the weather for that day. But really what the foreign intruders did was trying to get access to a government system and to see where that access might take them to other government systems. So a good way to get access to a really highly secure network, so something like Defence, for example, is to compromise a system which has trusted access to that system, if that makes sense.
So the Bureau of Meteorology wasn't targeted for their own data. It was for access to other government departments.
That's the most likely case. Of course, yeah, there's some important Bureau data in the back end. Of course, they publish, as you saw on your phone, you know, updates almost by the minute. And you'd think, why would anyone be interested? No, it's all open source. But, you know, long-range forecasting and trends, really important agriculture information that might not be publicly released, that could also be of value to foreign intelligence people.
So how long was the Bureau exposed for before they realised what was going on?
That's a really good question, and it's been, you know, no one really knows how long because we don't know when the attack actually took place, but, you know, it's good anywhere between some months and 18 months.
Right, okay. Are the current measures being put in place by government departments sufficient to prevent future, potentially more serious attacks?
The problem is with most government departments is they're not addressing their risk profile adequately and then investing in, you know, whether it's technology, whether it's people, whatever it might be after that. So they need to ask themselves the why is cybersecurity so important to them? And once they've worked out that level of why, they can make an investment commensurate to that to protect their systems and the data they hold.
The report says that individual culprits responsible for the attacks have been identified. Are they likely to be apprehended?
No, very unlikely, I would suggest. If it's a state-sponsored attack has been reported, we won't find out who the actual people were with their fingers on the keyboard, so as to speak, doing this attack.
Yeah, we have been told a foreign power was behind the breach, but the ACSC won't say who. Why would they withhold that information?
I think it just goes down to a maturity of our thought process in government when it comes to cyber attacks and attribution. It wasn't that long ago when the government wouldn't even make an announcement like they have to say it was a foreign power. So I think we need to slowly step through this, and as Australia evolves internationally as a middle power, you know, over time we might be confident enough to actually say who it was. But at this stage, I think it's just treading at small steps.
Would you have considered this breach predictable then? And do you predict any similar events will take place in the near future?
Well, it wasn't predicted just because of the type of agency, but when you look at the way that online actors are behaving now, when you look at how people maneuver around the web to get victims and targets, all of a sudden now this has been the light globe moment where people should go, wow, if it's happened to them, it could really happen to me quite easily.
So should the public trust government organisations with their details? And are there precautions we should take?
Well, so yes, you should trust them, and yes, you should take precaution. You should always be making sure you go to an actual government website. You should be asking questions. What's their privacy policy? When did they do a privacy impact assessment last? What are they going to do with my data? How is it going to be stored? And people need to realise that their personally identifying information is of large value to not just government, but corporates and malicious hackers alike. So we've really got to start taking more precaution with where we put it and what's going to be used for.
Are there any particular resources you recommend for that purpose?
That's a really tough one. Apart from asking like a lot of questions, and many people don't know those questions, you're doing it on sort of face value. Of course, you should be looking at the privacy statements of government departments of the search engines you use, the social media sites you go to everywhere to see what they do with your data, and then make that valued decision about how you want to interact.
Nigel Fair ending that report by Josh Dinger.